Food and drink on Delmarva, right here, right now, on Sip and Bite with the Rehoboth Foodie. Well, you know, it's funny how you meet people and the conditions under which you meet people. And the people sitting in front of me right now, I met them because of their generosity. And I am referring specifically to my friend Frank Payton from Technogoober. Hi, Uncle Frank. How are you?
Great, Uncle Bob. How are you?
Just fine, just fine. And next to you is sitting Dawn Thompson. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, how is everybody doing today?
Well, we're doing just fine. And the reason why I met you all, the reason why I met Frank and Dawn, is Frank stepped up to the plate several months ago and said, you know what? I like Meals on Wheels Lewis Rehoboth. And I happen to sit on the governing board of that, and I'm on the committee for the Top Chef event. Frank said, you know what? Your website is just stupid.
Okay, well, that's politically correct way of saying it.
It was horrible, and we all knew it. But we're a charity, and of course, we're very careful with the money. I mean, they serve all those meals every morning. A lot of money goes into that. So Frank said, you know what? I'm going to make you a website that people can actually look at and not get sick.
And then we actually, that's what we went ahead and did. And I think I met somebody prior to meeting with you.
Yep.
And I don't think the board really believed what we were going to do for No, I don't think they believed it whatsoever because as Technogoober, we have this initiative called Goobers Give Back. And at that particular time, we were picking nonprofits in the community that we wanted to support and build our foundation as a company and let people know that we are really connected to this area. And Meals on Wheels was one that we chose, and we kind of put the proposal together, and obviously – it was a totally free initiative, you know, and the board just, they just were a little leery at the time until you came along.
Well, until I came along. And you know why? For no other reason than they didn't really get it. A lot of people don't understand what it means to create a website. They think websites somehow magically come out of the magma of the earth.
Nope, they come out of Technogoober.
They come out of Technogoober, and they come out looking real pretty. And
thank you.
We had some meetings when I first met you, and of course, Michelle Glandon, who is your right-hand girl over there, I know. So I just want everybody to know that Goobers do indeed give back.
That's correct.
And that it just we are blown away. The board is totally blown away. When I showed them, ladies and gentlemen, it's kind of an interesting process. It's almost like doing a piece of printed material where they send you a proof. And you look at it. It's like a non-working proof of the site. And I showed that to the board. And there were several backflips, several somersaults, a couple of whoop-whoops. They were blown away by what you all did. And
that's why we do it. I mean, not only for the people that you guys support, but also for the organization that you've created over the years. And that was also what I referred to as one of those specialty sites, because we've always saw the Lewis Rehoboth Meals on Wheels site for years, and it was always the same. And it was something that, you know, the Goobers really wanted to go after and say, this is a group that we want to, you know, support, because it might be someday that we are going to need meals from them as well.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And actually, what they don't know is that Frank is already getting meals. No, I'm just making this up. Except he demands that we bring pizzas. And
yeah,
I don't understand why.
I
don't think the pizzas are in the deal, you know.
No.
So anyway, thank you, Frank.
Very welcome.
Chief Goober at Technogoober, and a very, very generous guy. But that's not why we're here. I did want to introduce you to him as that, because I wanted to thank him for Meals on Wheels Lewis Rehoboth.
I think it's a good segue.
Well, it is a very good segue. I was thinking about it on the way up here. I thought, I think this will
be... I want to be one of the tasters myself.
Well, and if you have a blank space and a chair, I've been known to taste.
Well, we'll invite you over to taste for us, so that'll be good.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. So you want professional chefs to come up with their own recipes?
With pumpkin in it.
Now, are you listening to that? All the radio show sponsors?
Any of the categories, appetizers, beverages, soups, salads, vegetables, main dishes, breads and rolls, and desserts. That's my favorite section in the book.
And we might even teach you something.
Oh, absolutely. No, the real true chefs who really, really are secure know that they learn something every day.
Yes.
And they really do. Now, if they want to do this, I'm going to take a little break. Should they call you at Technogoober, Frank? Or how should they contact you?
Just go on pumpkinchunkin.com.
Oh. Pumpkin Chunkin, PUNKINCHUNKIN.
Yep, the only way it's spelled in Sussex County.
Of course. Now, of course, I will throw the apostrophes in, see.
So sign up on the computer there, get on the website, and they'll have probably August 1st we're going to start the sign-ups, and we'll cut off the sign-ups on October 1st, because we got to make the cookbook.
Oh,
so,
yeah, of course.
You know, the 1st of October, if you can get your recipes in by then, and then we can go ahead and put a cookbook together, because every year we do sell the cookbook. And the proceeds go to different charities, so I think maybe we should take on Meals on Wheels in one of our charities.
I think that's a great idea.
Well, that would be great. Meals on Wheels, Lewis Verhoeven. Thank you very much.
We have donated to Meals on Wheels in the past, and you know, a lot of people don't know that, but we do. We donate all over the county.
Yeah, well, the beauty of Meals on Wheels, Lewis Verhoeven, is that we actually do prepare, package, deliver, and hand the meals to the people. There are some others that are just fundraising organizations that do not do meals. The one Lewis Verhoeven, we specifically, 19958, 19971, we actually prepare the meals. They're prepared at Fish On, actually, thanks to Sodell Concepts generosity every morning. And all of these volunteers pull up and they pick up this food and they deliver it. So anything that people donate goes right into that effort to pay these people to do
what
they have to do.
What I think is nice about the Meals on Wheels is they go and they see the person too. So if they're having a problem, at least somebody's there to see them and maybe call help for them if they need it or something. Yeah. And it's really a great program for Sussex County. Mm-hmm. I have a few of the ladies that I work with, and they all some of them get the Meals on Wheels, and they're very happy to have the food in their house because they won't prepare the meals themselves. So it's a wonderful program for this area.
It's great.
So I think
I definitely
feel that Punkin' Chuckin' should support Meals on Wheels this year, especially through our cookbook and our cooking contest.
Perfect thing. Now, is it actually a contest? Do these chefs, do these people come?